Okay, lesson 12. This is where we get introduced to the neuter. We have ergon, a work, taught ergon, the work, and then ha, he, ta, the article. So section 1, you've learned that some Greek words have endings like logos, while others have endings like kardia. So that's the masculine and the feminine. And in this lesson, you'll study taught ergon as an example of a third type of Greek word. This is the neuter gender. Some endings are the same as the endings of logos, but not all. The two that are different are for the subject and the object, what we call the nominative and accusative case. So we have ta ergon, the work or the deed, in the singular, and ta erga, the works or the deeds, in the plural. So on and a instead of hos and oi for the masculine. And then the article that goes with that is ta and ta. Ta, ta. Okay? So ta ergon ha poies. Ta ergon ha poies. The work which you do, the deed you are doing. Ta erga ha poies. Ta erga ha poies. The deeds which you do. So ha and ha there. The relative pronoun in the neuter, and ta erga hemon, ta erga hemon, our deeds, our works, so on. Tuta ta ergon, tuta ta ergon, this act, this work, tuta there, the demonstrative pronoun in the neuter. So note that the endings on and a are found in some English words derived from Greek. E.g., for example, criterion, and then the plural is criteria, phenomenon, phenomena. So in English, we have these words that then, this is going to be so confusing for a foreigner as to why isn't it criterions? That would make, well, it's, anytime you have a plural ending with a, it means that the word either came from Greek and is a neuter word that came from Greek, or it could come from Latin because Latin does a similar thing. So that's like datum and data, which causes endless confusion because data is the plural that gets used as a singular. And so then there's always a debate as do you use a plural verb with that or a singular verb? And
I don't think we use the singular data anymore. In certain
fields you do. Datum.
So does this mean like when we're talking about a single bit?
Well, actually, so what you can get away with there, data, is technically it's a plural, but you can then easily use a singular because that actually. That does happen in Greek and in certain languages where you have a plural, especially when it's in the neuter, being used with a singular verb. And it's the plural is being used as a collective and with a singular verb. So you can happily say data. You can use data. Say that data is being used that way in English, even though the linguistic Nazis may not be. Too happy with it. But actually, 20 years ago, I wrote a paper in which, in my title, I was using the word datums. And I insisted on keeping it as datums over against the editors at Slack who wanted me to use data. But I was using that. Datum is a given. So it's a baseline. And I was referring to multiple baselines. And this was for surveying work rather than anyway. It's a little aside. Yeah. It's in print as datums. So you'll have noticed that there are several possible ways of translating ergon and erga into English. In the right hand check column we usually put only one translation. So this is where you need to understand that ergon has a range of meanings of what we call a semantic domain. And then in English, we need to pick a meaning that, that renders it into that particular context somewhere within that semantic domain. So, for example, tauta estin ta erga tu theou, we put these are the works of God. But you could also translate these are the deeds of God, these are the things that God does. That would also be a correct translation. When we're translating from the New Testament, the context may help us decide how to translate. So Matthew 11:2, we have ta erga tu Christu, means the deeds that Christ has done, or the wonderful things that Christ was doing. But in John 6:28, ta erga tu theou, means the things that God wants us to do. So ta erga tu theou, there would mean the things of God, with the tu theou there being in the genitive, and we've learned so far the genitive as being the possessive. So we say, oh, well, it's the things that belong to God. But we're going to learn that tu theou has a wider range of meanings, and in this case, it would refer to the things that God wants us to do in the context, would indicate that. But these genitives become highly debated. Pages get spent on these in commentaries, whether it's an objective genitive or a subjective genitive. And
is ergon, is that is there a verb form in that as well?
Yeah, actually, it's a word from which we get energy. Ergon, we have the word erg, which is a unit of energy, and then energo is the verb from which we get energy.
So which one is this, subject or object, or genitive?
Well, the ta erga tu Christu, there it's that's the objective genitive, and then the ta erga tu theou, actually wouldn't be either of those. So it would be another usage of it. Okay, translate. Number one, tuta estin ta ergon tu theou. Tuta estin ta ergon tu theou. This is the work of God. So tuta there, our demonstrative pronoun. Number two, tuta estin ta ergon ha poie. Tuta estin ta ergon ha poie. This is the work which he does. So ha there, the relative pronoun. Tauta estin ta erga tu theou. Tauta estin ta erga tu theou. These are the works of God. And tauta estin ta erga ha poiousin. Tauta estin ta erga ha poiousin. These are the deeds which they do. So ha and ha being the relative pronouns in the neuter, in the nominative, singular and plural, tuta and tauta being the demonstrative. Note that in numbers 3 and 4, tauta estin must be translated as these are and not as these is. So when plural words which take ta as the, so in the plural, are the subject of a sentence, they're usually followed by a singular form of the verb. So there we have that spelled out, what I just mentioned a few minutes ago. So tauta estin instead of tauta asin. So that's the nominative for the neuter. Section 2, we have the accusative. This is with the word as the object. Ta ergon and ta erga. The endings on and aha, on and aha, on and ah, the same endings as in the nominative. Okay, so it's only in the neuter that nominative and accusative have the same endings. So ha ta ergon poion, ha ta ergon poion, the person doing the work, and ta ergon there, so it's ambiguous as to whether it's nominative or accusative, but context tells us that it is accusative, it's the object of the ha poyon, the one doing. Ha me poyon ta erga. Ha me poyon ta erga, the person who does not do the deeds or do the work. So some examples. Number one, poe ta ergon. Poe ta ergon, he does the work. Ha poyon ta erga. Ha poyon ta erga, the person doing the deeds, doing the work. Hasan poe tauta ta erga. Hasan poe tauta ta erga. Whoever does these deeds, these things, these acts. Eyan poe ta ergon. Eyan poe ta ergon, if he does the work. Graphusi ta biblia hina anagnoskomen alta. Graphusi ta biblia hina anagnoskomen alta. They write the books so that we may read them. So ta biblia is the neuter plural. Biblion is the singular, and the alta then refers back to that as a neuter plural. And number six, hutoi eisen hoi me anagnoskontes ta biblia. Hutoi eisen hoi me anagnoskontes ta biblia. These are the people who are not reading the books. Hoi me anagnoskontes, the ones not reading the books. Okay? So that's the neuter in the accusative case used as the object. Section 3, we have the genitive case as used as a possessive to indicate of, or then a whole range of other meanings we'll see. To ergu and ton ergon. To ergu, ton ergon. So the singular ending is the same as the masculine, and the plural ending is the same as both masculine and feminine. They all have the own as the ending. So, he arke to ergu. He arke to ergu, the beginning of the work. So it uses may because hoi anagnoskontes is a participle, and in the previous chapter we saw that the participle is negated with may, not with
who. So it's like subjunctive also negated with may.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was section 11.2. So 11.2, the last line of that section, ha me agapon, the person not loving, the one not loving. So that's a participle, and that gets negated with me, not with put. So it's not, so it's hoi me anagnoskontes, and not hoi uk anagnoskontes. Okay? So, top of page 65, examples of the neuter genitive. He arke ton ergon to theu. He arke ton ergon to theu. The beginning of the works of God. Number two, haute estin he arke to ergu. Haute estin he arke to ergu. This is the beginning of the work. So haute there is feminine, demonstrative pronoun. Feminine because he arche is feminine. Number three, haute en he arche to bibliu. Haute en he arche to bibliu. This was the beginning of the book. Number four, me anagnoskomen ta biblia tu adelfu hemon, alla ta biblia, tes adelphes, humon. Me anagnoskomen ta biblia, tu adelphu, hemon, alla ta biblia, tes adelphes, humon. Me anagnoskomen, so it's a subjunctive, we know that because it's negated with me, not with uk, and also there's that omega there for the ending. So let us not read the books of our brother, Adolfu Hemon, Allah, but the books of your sister. Okay, so that's the neuter in the genitive case. Section 4, we have the dative case. To ergo, by the work, and tois ergois, by the works. So ending in O with an iota subscript and ois in the plural. And those are the same endings as the masculine. So me agapomen logo alla ergo. Me agapomen logo alla ergo. Let us not love in word, but in deed. So there we have logo and ergo. You've got to figure out, well, it's in the dative, and you have to, datives can get tricky to figure out how is that dative really meaning. So it's saying it has something to do by, with, from, it's some sort of indirect object referring to the let us not love. So you, let us not love by work, by word, well, let us not love by means of, in word. Gnosko autein to ergo ha poie. Gnosko autein to ergo ha poie. I know her. And then something of by, with, from the to ergo ha, the work which she does. So we could say, I know her. How? By the work which she does. So the to ergo there, expressing some sort of form of indirect object, with the autein being the direct object. And pistuo tois ergois autu, pistuo tois ergois autu, I believe in his works, or you could render that as I believe the miracles that he does, because tois ergois autu, that's the context would indicate, in this case talking about Jesus, that that's what it's referring to.
Is it the same word for works and miracles?
No, the word for miracle is the word from which we get dynamis, dynamite, work of power.
Why can this be translated?
Because in this case, if you have him talking about in the context of Jesus talking about his works, that what his works refer to are his mighty, mighty deeds, his dynamis, his. And really, what you end up finding, certainly for Jesus and also for God, and this would apply also in the Old Testament, is that the works are the mighty deeds, and that they really end up being synonymous. And those of you who.
If the original Greek said works, right, then, in English we can imply that his works are mighty deeds, but it seems like you're trying to translate it to English. It just seems like you're making a theological jump in the translation rather than.
Right, yeah, I guess he's doing a little bit of interpretation there with his translation to help specify what those tois ergois, those works are. Mm-hmm. Okay, four examples now. Gnoskomen auton tois ergois ha poie. Gnoskomen auton tois ergois ha poie. We know him. And then tois ergois is the works which he does, and in the dative, so it's the by, with, or by, with, or by means of, and so on, so we can render it as, how do we know him? Well, we know him by means of the works which he does. pistuete tois ergois autu. Pistuete tois ergois autu. You believe, and then his works in the dative. Now we have to figure out what sort of nuance of meaning do we give to that. Where it's telling us sort of the means by which we believe, or what you believe in his works. Mm-hmm. And this is really where interpreting datives, you have to use context to help you as to do you have it by or by means of or with or in or what. Number three, pistou usi tois ergois hemon. Pistou usi tois ergois hemon. They believe our works, or we might say they believe in our works. And number four, anagnoskes tous logos hous grapho ento biblio tuto. Anagnoskes tous logos hous grapho ento biblio tuto. So you are reading the words hous grapho, which I am writing in this book. Okay, so that's to ergo and tois ergois, the dative used for the indirect object. Number five, section five, we have a few words, vocabulary words. To ergon, we've seen the work, the deed, the action. We get our English word energy. Ta technon, the child. So there it's neuter. So it could be child without specifying the gender. And then ta technion, so you had a little iota in there, change the ending from on to eon, and that makes it little child. So it's what we call a diminutive ending, putting that. So then the plurals would be ta techna and ta technia. So this is what John in his letters addresses his readers as, is my little children. And he uses ta technia there, the diminutive. Ta euangelion, you've seen the good news, the good message, the gospel. And then Dobson notes it's never used of a book. We refer to the four gospels as books. In the New Testament, euangelion always means the message that is proclaimed. And we get our words evangel and evangelist from euangelion. Ta biblion, the book, the document. We get a word bibliography, and then the Bible, which comes from the plural, ta biblia, the books. Ta daimonion, the demon, which we get our English word demon, and Ha poneros, the evil one, and poneros, meaning evil, wicked. So poneros is, on its own, is an adjective, and you put the article onto it, and even although technically there's no noun there, it turns it into a noun. And so we in English really have to add on the one or the person or something like that to make it the evil person. Okay. Poieo, I do or I make, and we get an elision of the epsilon and the omicron to poieo, I do or I make, and we get our word poetry from this. And a poem, a poema, is something that is made. Tuta, we've seen tuta and tauta, this and these, the demonstratives in the neuter. Gar, a conjunction meaning for or because, and it is always put as the second word in a Greek, in a clause or sentence. You can never put it as the first word. It always will be second. And there are, we'll encounter several of these conjunctions that always have to come second.
Second or can be third.
No, it's always going to be second. Always be second. Just like I had a grammar teacher who taught me that however should always be put as the second word. But anyway, Greek.
Yeah. Is this like is that idiom, right? Whenever you see the word therefore, you have to ask what is it therefore? Is this the word that?
No, that's a that's the little word un, which also always goes second, as second word.
What's your favorite un?
Well, un is therefore, and gar is giving, un is giving a, your thought is now moving on, in light of all this, now this, therefore, whereas gar is giving you an explanation, clause A, well, and then we have an explanation of why clause A, such and such, because. But both of them, gar and un, would both, they have to be the second word of the clause. So, for example, hoc gar me agapon ton adolphon. Hoc gar me agapon ton adolphon. For he who does not love the brother. So the ha me agapon there has gotten split up by putting the gar in, because that gar has to come as the second word no matter what else is around it. So even if it means splitting up a phrase that otherwise would always go together. And ein gar auton ponera ta erga. Ein gar auton ponera ta erga. We would take the gar first for ta erga as the subject, their deeds, ein ta erga auton, so the deeds of them were evil. And there, so gar again is the second word. The auton goes with the ta'erga, even though it's put several words earlier in the sentence. It's the genitive applying to ta'erga. Their deeds were, for their deeds were evil. Okay. So that's our introduction to the neuter. We're out of time, so we'll pick up at section 6 next week and continue through that, and then get into lesson 13. So any questions about the neuter so far?
Well, the diminutive, if something already ends in how is it little be next?
Well, I don't know that we had that, but we do have little book. So biblion already has that eon ending. So it is then biblarion. So then it goes from eon to arion. Biblarion. And that gets used in Revelation 10. It leads to great debate. Is the biblarion of chapter 10 the same as the biblion of chapter 5, the scroll and the little scroll? Okay, so see you next week and pick up at 12:6.